Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
James Tague, the only living person to be shot 50 years ago in Dealey Plaza, on record. Sir, there's so much to talk to you about, but you've got your new book out detailing this, and it dovetails with the hardcore research I've done and also some of the insider intel I've gotten over the years. But we have the lawyer, of course, the father of the White House press secretary, Scott McClellan, went public. We interviewed him then as well. The establishment does not want to be challenged on this, but separately, other points that you'd like to get across to folks out there with this 50th anniversary that's coming up?
Well, the Warren Commission, let me explain something about the Warren Commission. They did not stand a chance. When Lyndon Johnson was sworn in as president that very afternoon, him and his buddy, who's handling the cover-up, J. Edgar Hoover, to the most powerful man in the world, were in charge. If you figured it out or knew what happened, there was nobody to go tell it to. It was all over. LBJ and Hoover were in charge. That was the end of it. Now, that was the circumstances that the Warren Commission worked. And they wound up in the Warren Report. Final report followed to a T what Hoover said 48 hours after the assassination, that Lee Harvey Oswald, lone nut assassin, blah, blah, blah. And that's the reason we got such a bad Warren report. They just didn't have a chance. Now, what a lot of people don't know is J. Lee Rankin, who's chief counsel for the Warren Commission. He hired 14 young lawyers, most of them were young, to do the investigation. Now, the investigation didn't start until the end of March. They waited until the Ruby trial was over. And they had set 2 months to do the total thing. Contrary to what all this baloney about 10-month investigation, 2 months. 60% of the investigation was done in April of 64. And of these 14 lawyers, one by one, most of them figured out where the problem was and went to Rankin and says, hey, we need to look into this. This has got this to do with it. And Rankin would tell them, no, we're not going there. We're here to close it down and go on with life.
Well, in fact, they said the commission, was just, there to basically whitewash things like the 9/11 commission. What about the curb? Because I know there were some other curbs, not the one that ricocheted onto you, where there were some bullet strike marks, but I'm told they cut away the curb and took it to the National Archives with the bullet that hit you or the fragment?
Well, the curb, yeah. On August the 5th, after I testified in July 23rd of 64, they cut the curb out of the street August the 5th of 64 and sent it to the FBI laboratory, where they did a test on it, which the test that they did then has now been found to be faulty, junk science. But that curb is now sitting in the National Archives, and in 1983, the Reader's Digest paid an engineering firm to go into the archives, examine the curb, and they found out that, yes, where the bullet had hit the curb is now been patched over. That curb was patched just before I testified.
Wow, so just continual cover-up. I want to come back and ask you one final group of questions. We'll let you get out here in about 5 minutes, sir, and then we'll get to all the other news for listeners. Open the phones up. I want to ask Mr. Tague, who's the only living survivor who was struck by any parts of the bullets. I want to ask him if he ever thinks the truth will officially come out straight ahead. the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented, a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the rest of the country's in a depression, but D.C.'s now the fastest-growing region of 1%ers in the United States, overtaking New York and L.A. Income gap widens. If you're not part of the insider operation, if you're not part of the globalist operation, well, then you're going to go bankrupt. They pick the winners and the losers. Israel working with Saudis on Iran's strike plan. We're going to get to that after our guest leaves us. Netanyahu jabs Obama. Closest advisor issues a warning. That is just some of what's coming up. The news up on InfoWars.com. Actor Lennox responds to claims he trained Obama, and Mancal releases the photo of him in studio with him. So that's up on InfoWars.com. We've also got TSA rolls out detention pods at airport terminal exits. We're going to be getting into that. NBC confronts Pelosi with pass it to see what's in it clip. We're going to be getting into that report as well. Law enforcement comes out with ankle bracelets that have built-in phone to transmit audio. Well, why not? Everybody else has their cameras listening to them and their cell phones. This is total Orwellville. So that's just some of the news coming up. It's on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're also going to be getting into some of the other latest developments on Obamacare. But we're joined right now by James Tague. Three people were shot 50 years ago this Friday in Dealey Plaza in Dallas, Texas. One of them, of course, was John F. Kennedy, who died. Governor Connally, who was seriously, grievously wounded but survived. The governor of Texas. And James Tague, Jim Tague. And while I was talking to him in the last 30 minutes, if you just joined us, he's got a book out breaking down what really happened just from the eyewitness reports. And LBJ's lawyer, LBJ openly bragged him about killing him. And people say, you're whitewashing. It goes above LBJ. Of course it goes above LBJ. That's as high as we can get. But the issue is they're now banning anybody that doesn't agree with the official lie, including Mr. Tague, who's been the keynote speaker a decade ago at the 40th anniversary. There's never been such censorship going on. They're keeping everybody many blocks away, and even someone wounded there who's famously part of this and was just, I don't know how many yards away from Kennedy when his head blew off or blew open, not allowed to be there. Why do you think, sir, they want to control this so much more, A? And B, do you ever think the truth will come out in the mainstream media? Because it was supposed to come out after 20 years, then 40 years, then 50. Now they've backed it to, what is it, 2025? I mean, I guess we can never learn what's in those archives because I guess it would discredit all the conspiracy theorists, a.k.a. anyone that questions known liars.
Well, first of all, the truth is out there. People's ready to accept it. Now, one thing, while I was waiting, thinking about in my book, just as I was about to finish my book, I was in Dealey Plaza doing an interview for somebody, and a man walks up to me and says, you James Tague? I said, yeah. He says, here, you might want to put this in your book. And he handed me a folder. When I got home, I opened it up, and it was a copy of a KGB report on Lyndon Johnson that they'd made in 1964-5. And in it, it's a 19-page report, which I've included in my book. In it, they go through their investigation. They start out, all they want to know, who is this guy, Johnson? Who's his friends? What's he like? What's his politics? How's he think? Well, anyway, when they got into it, got to the end, it says, oops, he's the one behind the assassination of John F. Kennedy. This they had in 1965, 2 years after the assassination. They had it step by step and solved it. Here, 50 years later, our government officially hasn't. I included this night in my book for people to compare. And it takes it step by step, just like I do, and Roger Stone and Laura McClellan and anybody else that solved the assassination. Lyndon Johnson was behind the assassination. And it's translated into English.
Well, I agree with you that the truth is out there if people want to face the facts. And really, we've won. I mean, if most polls show 90% or more don't believe the official story, and the Secretary of State goes public saying he doesn't buy it, then what does that leave the establishment to just still sit up there and laugh at anyone that doesn't believe their official fairy tale?
Well, that's their problem. I'm not going to let it be my problem. I'm 77 years old now. I put in my book what I know, the facts. I didn't let anything influence me that somebody else has written. Just what I know from talking to people face to face and that I know personally. And I don't think any other author can compare that to what I do know.
I know this. The folks up in Dallas that are running things, who are trying to cover up what really happened, they've already failed. And the fact that they're censoring anyone that doesn't agree with their fairy tale is only going to politically backfire on them.
Well, I'm not going to let it happen to me. I know one of the main things that needs to be, facts that need to be made public, Oswald was not the shooter. We've known for 50 years that one of the girls saw him in the lunchroom 15 minutes before the assassination, and Roy Truly and Marion Baker, the policeman, saw him 75 seconds after the assassination in the lunchroom. Google collected, that was her testimony. Wasn't that a brand? No, we've known that for 50 years. So I saw him in the lunchroom 15 minutes before the assassination, and the building manager and her policeman saw him 75 seconds after the assassination in the lunchroom. Now, we also now know by interviews of who was on the stairway, and it wasn't Oswald. That's now documented.
But then it gets more ridiculous. You can't shoot through the oak trees that are out there that had their leaves. They dropped their leaves, not in the winter, folks, but in another part of the year. We have those here in Texas. I mean, it's asinine. I've seen the photos. You could not shoot him, period, the way they said. The obvious shot is from behind the grassy knoll, which is what all the witnesses saw. And witnesses saw the men up there with the pickup truck and the guns. And then, of course, those witnesses all conveniently died very quickly.
Well, first of all, one of the big lies was finding three shells on the floor of the sniper's nest. There's only two shells found. So that meant a third person shooting from somewhere else in the school book depository. And the fact that Lieutenant Day lied about it the first time he testified, then when he was asked to retestify, he told the truth. And there wasn't but two shells. Two shots fired from snipers.
Well, sure. Look at how the Dallas police walked Oswald out to be executed. He was saying, I'm a patsy. Don't let him kill me. I mean, this is incredibly obvious.
Well, the Jack Ruby Oswald story is a completely different story. I don't want to... I touch on that in my book. I don't get deep into it. That's a course I don't go. Oswald, first of all, flat innocent of being sheared. That does not mean he didn't have something to do with something. But Oswald was not the shooter. Malcolm Wallace, Mike Wallace was the assassin. His fingerprint was found up there. It's now been documented, Mike Wallace, in the trail of people that Mike Wallace had killed for Johnson has now been documented.
Very interesting. Well, listen, James, are you going to be down there behind the picket line this 50th anniversary, or are you going to stay at home?
I'm going to try to stay at home. And I got so many invitations for this, that, and the other, I don't know. I might change my mind. But
well, listen, we're going to get your number. We'll give you our cell phone number. John, give him your cell phone, one of my producers. If you do come down, let us know. And we'd like to, you know, interview you for 10, 15 minutes on video camera down there. So if you are coming, we'd like to talk to you.
All right.
And thank you so much, Mr. Teague. Your book, again, for folks that just joined us, is available. And I hope that people will get a copy of it. It's LBJ and the Kennedy Killing by Eyewitness James T. Teague. Thank you very much, Mr. Teague.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to him, John. See if he wants to meet us. Wow, this is going to be a lot of live coverage during the radio show, the nightly news, and then we're going to have live feeds Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We're going to have John Bowne reporting with others starting Tuesday. So I guess they're leaving tomorrow. They're going to be down there reporting for us with live reports. I'm going to be there Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday because they are just continuing trying to prop up their facade. Briefly, the reason we have Dr. Buzley, physicist, joining us is they have new Journal of Pediatrics report out in confirmed cases of congenital hyperthyroidism in California as a function of environmental fallout from Fukushima nuclear meltdown. And Dr. Busby says this is a big deal. And we have other concerns over multiple illnesses forcing Malibu High classroom shutdown, three teachers getting cancer. And the seals are dying, not just in California, but up in Alaska. People's hair is falling out. This is pretty crazy stuff. And, folks, that's why we have this product, Nation Iodine Survival Shield, and we fund our operation partly with it. So it's a win-win situation, promote what we believe in. I found out about this and said no one knows about this and began taking it because I wanted to maximum try to protect my thyroid and my family's thyroid. And this is what I decided to do. This is the choice I decided to use. This is proprietary, nascent, unbound, pure Nation Iodine, available at InfoWarsLife.com. We have more of it in. You've heard the rave reviews from listeners. And with all this going on, it's not a silver bullet, but it's as close as you're going to get to that without moving to the Southern Hemisphere. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 to get InfoWars Life Survival Shield. It also detoxifies the fluoride.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
With over 3,000 years of historic use, pure silver continues to be one of nature's most reliable and effective agents against fighting viruses, mold, fungus, bacteria, pathogens, and parasites. At Silver Lungs, we have developed a reliable and easy-to-use full production system for creating endless pure nano-silver solutions right from the convenience and comfort of your home. Your self-produced nano-silver solutions can be applied topically to the skin. For many who are new to silver that wish to try silver for the first time, we offer a full line of consumables and cosmetics, such as our 2-ounce nano-silver nasal sprays, our nano-silver soap, and our most popular product, the all-natural nano-silver gel. Visit www.silverlungs.com to learn more about the industry-leading technology of the Silver Lung system. That's www.silverlungs.com.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, Nascent Iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
subject just because it's interesting and informative. We know Obama is basically a CIA creation. We know that Obama's mother, his father, his grandfather, all of them, the multiple fathers, the multiple names, the sealed records, we don't know who he really is. He is an actor that reads off teleprompters. That's undoubted. Multiple different names, Barry Sotero, the list goes on and on. Grandfather in the CIA, grandmother, top foundations, working for the Geithner family. Very special person chosen for his mission. And then actor Lennox, Harry Lennox, goes on Mancow's show last week. I've known Mancow like 10 years. I know when he's joking around, when he's being serious. He's totally serious. Lennox, when he's leaving, goes, listen, don't think because I'm black. That's the full conversation. That I like Obama. He is a rat bastard, traitor. I basically taught him everything he knows, practically lived with him, on and on and on. Well, Lennox got questioned after he gave a speech by a citizen blogger, and he confirmed that I don't like Obama. It's confirmed he won't play Obama, because that would be Lennox playing someone that plays Lennox, basically. And if you listen to Lennox talk and the way he acts, it's Obama. And so there is a major history there. He doesn't deny that. He says, though, those are not my words in the interview. So he's distancing himself. He looks scared when it got brought up. If somebody brought something up that wasn't true, you wouldn't look scared and freaked out. He looks seriously concerned. We're not trying to get Lennox in trouble or anything, because if you talk about Lord Obama, you'll never work in Hollywood again, as James Woods and others have said. We appreciate his courage. It's on record, hundreds of photos of him going back decades to the late 90s. So we're talking 15, 16 years or longer with Obama, at Obama's house, him in Obama's house. He said they lived by each other and practically lived together. But he tried to back off of that. But if you watch the video that's up on InfoWars.com, he looks pretty freaked out and confirms quite a bit of it. And Mancow this morning, because of this, sent a photo of he and Lennox in studio, plus there's video on local Fox TV. They simulcast his show 3 hours in the morning of Lennox on the show. So Lennox went on the show, was on local TV syndicating his syndicated radio show, and there is the photo of them right before Mancow walked Lennox out at the end of the segment to the parking lot. So there it is. There's Mancow and Lennox last week, just as Mancow said. Let's go to the video and the audio the citizen journalist shot. Here it is.
I really enjoyed this tonight. Thank you. It was awesome. Hey, Harry, can I take your hand real quick? Yes. I have a question about Obama. Did Obama train to be like you? Did you see that interview online? I like the blacklist, by the way. But was that interview bullshit, or what was that all about?
That's hearsay. Somebody saying something or somebody else. Those were not my words.
Okay. But did Obama train you to be like you, or is that not true?
You have to ask him.
You saw him.
You guys have such similar mannerisms.
Yeah. Well, I knew him a long time.
Obama didn't literally train to be like you. I'm sorry to obsess over this question. It was just such a mind-blowing interview. Like, the guy said, the world doesn't work like that, in my opinion.
Are you a reporter or something?
I'm an independent journalist kind of guy, but...
Yeah, I never said those words.
Okay.
Right? I mean, if you want to... I don't like Barack Obama. Uh-huh. So you could say, but you know, or his policies.
Okay.
But I never said that I trained him or anything.
Okay. So Alex Jones and that guy, Mancow, were they making that up, or how did they...
Man, you know, people hear what they want. I have no idea. I didn't hear the interview. I heard about the interview, but I didn't
a lot
say.
Of views on YouTube and this and that. Yeah. But I'm a fan of The Blacklist. Okay, good. It's a pretty cool show. And do you live with him? Is he a trustworthy individual?
I didn't live with him.
Oh, you didn't live with him?
No.
Okay.
No.
But you don't like his policies?
I do not.
Okay.
No, I don't think I'm
is the
majority
main,
of that.
Is the main narrative of Barack Obama true, or have we fed a big thing of lies?
I don't know what that main narrative is.
His books, he went to college, just the main narrative.
I never read his books.
Uh-huh. But he's not a trustworthy individual.
I didn't say that. Okay. All I said is I don't like his policies.
Okay.
You know?
Thank you.
By the way, Mills Most is the journalist that went out and did it. You can see his YouTube channel. One of his videos has 2 million views. But Mills Most is the fellow that got that. Good job. I'd like to interview Mills Most. But you noticed that he didn't deny he doesn't like Obama. And look, Mancow Steakhouse telling the truth. And obviously, the actor Lennox is concerned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here. And I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a four-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 reasons to buy gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM-1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Join us on any news item you want to discuss. Not allowing any free speech anywhere within a half mile of Dealey Plaza coming up. On the 50th anniversary, the nightmare that is Obamacare, the tornadoes and the response to that. The TSA ordering because they're all powerful. Prison doors when you try to leave the airport, just like Italian banks have had for a decade. You have to get authorization to go in, and you have to get authorization to go out so they can lock everything down and so your family can be separated from you. I mean, this country is being turned into a prison with our tax dollars. That is really, really important information. Coming up, again, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Coming up, let me grab it. It's over here in this stack right here. Let me show TV viewers this. Now, again, folks, what do? I promote and push and sell what I believe in, what I use. I know they're putting glyphosates in the water, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium fluoride, lead, mercury, arsenic, you name it. The number one thing I can do for my family, is not drink all the poison that's in the water table by accident and on purpose. That's why I promote ProPure water filtration systems at the lowest price. Super high quality stainless steel, gravity fed, annihilates the competition. 20% off with promo code WATER20. WATER20, you get 20% off on the entire ProPure, Pro One family, all of their different products at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's your purchase of these fine products that makes the broadcast possible and the whole team that we have here. And I've had times, folks, where I lose money for a year. I've had times where I make money. And I've made the decision to try to really capitalize the information we have to really build up our capital. I've made the decision to build up our capital so that we can then build our media operation and our organization and have a bigger effect. So when you buy the ProPure water filtration system, you're not only getting a great filtration system at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere, you're supporting the tip of the spear in the info war, and you're helping capitalize our operation. You're literally buying war bonds in the info war. You can also call toll-free 888-253-3139 and ask any questions and about any other products or any specifics and give them the promo code WATER20 to get 20% off, 888-253-3139 or InfoWarsStore.com. And again, thank you all for your support. Couldn't do it without you. You can also be a subscriber to InfoWars Nightly News to see all of my films, to see the Nightly News, to see the higher quality commercial-free podcast, video, and audio, and so many other films and special live events and everything at PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to salute all the members of PrisonPlanet.tv and thank you for your support. But if you're watching us out there later on YouTube and other platforms by the hundreds of millions a year, you really should become a subscriber at PrisonPlanet.tv to support the operation. But so we can also have a platform that Google or YouTube can't just shut down. The reason I have InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.net, PropagandaMatrix.com, it's really Paul Watson's website. We work with StoryLeak.com. We work with other sites so they can't just shut me down. And can't just shut us up because we've been hacked, we've been attacked, we've been shut down, we've been censored, all sorts of stuff's happened. So I learned to not put all of our media operations in one basket. That's why I started InfoWars Nightly News and tried to develop a group of reporters and people that understand what's happening. And I've actually found smart, dedicated, good people who care about freedom and liberty and who are excited about journalism, real journalism, in many cases that do a better job than I can. Because I'm not in competition with other media people. I want to build a future to resist folks. So if I get put in prison for some setup reason, or I get my head blown off, or I die in a car wreck, or struck by a bolt of lightning, I intend for InfoWars to continue on. I haven't quite gotten to that level yet where I think it would safely do that, but we're getting close. This is a serious situation, ladies and gentlemen, and it's for all the marbles. I want my children to grow up in a free society, not an enslaved society, and no one could doubt we're going into one. Separately, look at these articles. Dr. Busby is on about this. I wanted to get Dr. Busby on about removing the fuel rods, the danger of that. Most scientists and engineers have said they'll probably will ignite some fuel rods when they're doing it because there's tens of thousands of them. There'll be a huge explosion if there is. The whole area is sinking. They've got to keep dumping water on it. It just got hit by another typhoon, another big earthquake. I hope everything's okay because I don't want to have to move to the Southern Hemisphere. I mean, I morally cannot leave my children here when this is all going on if the radiation levels continue to go up much more. I'll obviously stay behind while I try to see who wants to move to the Southern Hemisphere with me. But I mean, I can't believe I have to think about this. I mean, I'm really having to think about this. I'm really having to deal with this, okay? And so I hope they can get it under control. But regardless, look at the new study that's out. Changes in confirmed plus borderline cases of congenital hyperthyroidism in California as function of environmental fallout from the Fukushima nuclear meltdown, the Journal of Pediatrics. That is so incredibly important. And yes, that's the reason. I was already planning to come out with a high-quality supplement line, but I dithered around, you know, trying to find out what the very best stuff was, and then doing research for my own family of the cleanest, purest, best, unbound nascent iodine to give my wife and children. And myself, I found this proprietary nascent iodine that no one even knew about. I tried the other brands and couldn't hold them down, and basically did research on it and found out that they break down over time. This is proprietary. This really is special. It's double the strength at half the cost of leading competitors. Available at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And the thyroid, other glands for my research and what I believe and what I'm doing for my family is that this is one of the things that I can do so that these glands don't take in the isotopes that they will if my glands, like my thyroid, do not have enough of the quality iodine. It also, on record, detoxifies out the fluoride that's in your body. But I will warn you, about a month into this, I kind of had heartburn and felt a little cruddy on top of having extra energy. So it was kind of a best of times, worst of times. Now I don't feel like that anymore and just have accelerating clarity, you name it. But I've learned other things I do in my life that are toxic. I've got to stop them. I can't go out and drink a couple glasses of wine anymore with dinner. I'm going to just warn people up front that once you start to detoxify, your body's like, no more. And so it has had the effect of making me as mean as a rattlesnake sometimes because I'm just getting more and more clarity and more and more aggression because that's what pharmacist Ben Fuchs said it would do is he said it would make me a manly man. Because it just does all this stuff reportedly to your other glands and the hormones and stuff. And yes, my muscles have gotten bigger. I'm not even lifting weights, folks. And I feel like I'm 18. I mean, I just, it's unbelievable. When I got my clothes off, you know, getting out of the shower or whatever, I'm like, wow. I mean, I'm scared to go lift weights because I don't want to look like, you know, Brutus the Beefcake or something. I'm trying to lose weight. And I have lost fat, but it's just like, but Fuchs says that's what you're supposed to be like when you're natural and, you know, the way you are. So it's just doing a lot for my glands. And, women that are on it, it makes them more feminine from what I've seen personally. Again, those are just my observations. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And I'm done plugging now. Thank you for your support. You make the broadcast possible. Be sure and support our local AM and FM affiliates out there. Be sure and support their local sponsors or become a local sponsor. That is absolutely essential, and always spread the word about the broadcast. I want to go to your phone calls before I start the next hour and go to Dr. Busby. But just some of the other news that is so huge right now. This is out of Wynette News. It has the best boil down from the Sunday Times of London. And I just couldn't imagine a story more important except for maybe Fukushima. And top economists like Mark Faber coming out saying that the end of the capitalist economic system as we know it is coming because of the kleptocratic insiders setting up this tyranny. But you read this article from Wynette News, and the BBC is also reporting it. Nuclear weapons are being transferred to Saudi Arabia. They're already there. I already told you that. You heard that here first. I mean, they're still debating whether Israel has nuclear weapons. They've got 800 nuclear weapons, cruise missile, ICBM, medium range delivered, artillery delivered, bomber delivered. Okay, I mean, Israel is one of the most powerful nuclear powers in the world because they don't just have 800 warheads. That's Jane's Weapons Quarterly. They've got some of the most high-tech delivery systems, and they're right in the middle of Europe, the Middle East, and Russia. Israel is basically a giant 51st state aircraft carrier loaded with weapons systems and troops. And again, I'm not against Israel. I want Israel to do great. We have a lot of great listeners in Israel. I get orders all the time from Israel every day. I mean, we care about Israel, but we also care about Iran and their people. 70%+ hate the mullahs. We care about Syria being attacked by al-Qaeda, and shame on Israel, and shame on the U.S., and shame on NATO funding al-Qaeda to attack Syria, and saying, well, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. No. It's immoral to start a war with Syria, who's doing nothing to anybody, and to try to take them down just so you can get at Iran next. It's unbelievable. So, again, Pakistan is building nuclear weapons for Saudi Arabia. That's what the BBC is saying. And that came out last week. But now here it is back in the news. They've already built them years ago. They've already transferred them. They're just publicly threatening Iran in case Iran doesn't know. But here's the rest of the story. I was told 5.5-6 years ago by a high-level military source that, Alex, we're not going to be hitting Iran, or the military has anything to do with it. They've got atomic weapons. They've got missiles to deliver them. And they are going to hit Israel, and then Israel is going to hit them back and destroy their entire country. And then Russia and China are going to get involved, and India will probably nuke Pakistan. And that's how this works. Okay, and I've told you this hundreds of times about this in the last 5.5 years. Then a couple of years after that, I talked to another source, and they said, yes, that's the intel. And that's why the Pentagon does not want to hit Iran, because the mullahs are crazy enough, folks, to fire atomic bombs on the heads of missiles at Israel. And it won't matter if they've got Iron Dome and shoot stuff down at 10,000 feet in the air. The Iranians will just have the nukes detonate at 10,000 feet. That's one of the, I mean, that will absolutely blow everything out in Israel, all their electronics, EMP, and will send a shockwave down, depending on how powerful the weapon is, that will probably kill tens of thousands of people. If they don't stop it and it airbursts at 2,000 feet, Tel Aviv or Jerusalem will be destroyed. Do you really want Jerusalem hit by an atomic bomb? The Pentagon will attack whoever the New World Order tells them to. They always have. They're warfighters, though, and they're going, the computers and the analysts say this is probably going to start World War III. I got a golf game coming up today. I got grandkids. It's one thing to suck America dry and set up a police state and all this stuff. Sure, we'll go along with that because I live in a gated community. You know, that's their worldview. We live in a gated community, so what? But you're not insulated from war, especially nuclear war. And the Russians have said this will probably cause a nuclear war. Back off in Syria. Don't attack or we may nuke you. And then the head of the Joint Chiefs went on the eve of the attack on Syria and said, don't do it. And then Obama started firing and removing generals and admirals because he didn't want them to be removed or fired or resign over his military handling. No, they back off and then start getting them kicked out of there because they won't follow orders. And then we start hearing, oh, Iran's going to nuke America the day we come out and report that nuclear weapons are missing. By the way, my cell phone is so tapped now that it just starts typing and sending people emails. I don't even have an email account on there. It starts just taking pictures. It starts calling people. People are on it. I mean, obviously, Alex Jones's cell phone is tapped, but I mean, I got to get rid of it now. I guess I can't have a cell phone now. Because they're literally on it all the time now. And I can get another cell phone, and then in 2 days, whatever malware it is they put on it, they follow me around again, and it's on record they're doing it. I mean, this is so screwed up, ladies and gentlemen, that we're telling you about missing nuclear weapons from Dyess Air Force Base, and I'm the one with my phone tapped. J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, they all have access to your NSA data. The advertising hubs, Google is given the NSA data. They co-house facilities with NASA and the NSA. They're spying on everything we do in a giant criminal conspiracy against humanity. And they're crazy. And thank God the military, who I don't romanticize at the top, has said no to starting World War III. And so now Israel and Saudi Arabia are saying, okay. If you have peace talks with Iran that allow them to have nuclear reactors, we're going to go ahead and hit them. And by the way, we've transferred nuclear weapons to Saudi Arabia. And they're claiming Pakistan did it. I'm sure they did buy four weapons from Pakistan. That's what I was told a long time ago. But I was also told they got it from Russian elements and the Israelis. It's the Israelis that are selling everything to China, all our technology, which the Pentagon knows full well is going on. So this is madness, ladies and gentlemen. And if Iran already has the nuclear weapons, why then do you want to strike them if they put reactors online that is very hard to make atomic weapon material, much less hydrogen weapon material, from the physicists we've talked to, out of that? Why on earth would you want to do this? And it's just ancient tribal warfare between these groups, and the Sunnis absolutely hate the Shiites and vice versa. And you see the Saudi Arabia is in a war. Saudi Arabia in 1903 through 1933 came from an area of less than 100 square miles with a vicious Bedouin Wahhabist tribe that literally had women in slave pits. And then they took over all of what is Saudi Arabia today, and then took over a bunch of other areas, and now the West is backing them to take over the entire Middle East. Look this up. This is in Encyclopedia Britannica. And now they're being given nuclear weapons. By the way, you know the Saudis will bring a bomb over here and blow it up and blame it on Iran. You know that. They were deeply involved in 9/11. But that's okay, because they're so sweet. They're where Al-Qaeda comes from, so they're the good guys. And I'm the bad guy.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years, and in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
All right, we're going to your phone calls on this segment, the next, and then after Dr. Busby leaves us, I'll go back to more of your calls. The Weekly Standard has video up. It's on drudgereport.com. We'll get it out at InfoWars.com. But Democratic rep says Obama lacks legal underpinning for Obamacare fix. That's what Nick Rawls said. But you've also got the former head of the DNC coming out saying that they don't have the legal authority to do that outside of Congress. Well, didn't you get the memo, whether it's shutting down coal power plants or putting our military under NATO or legalizing illegals? Obama acts as a dictator now. And he'll probably leave office, but it won't matter. Dictatorial powers will now be cemented in the office of the presidency. Kind of a big deal. Oh, now Kanye West says he's past Obama, feels used by the president. When those type of trendies start jumping ship on you, you know you are in deep, deep you-know-what. I'm telling you, Obama and his handlers, though, are the most dangerous now. They can try to start a war, anything right now, to get them out of it. We are at the moment of maximum danger, and Israel, with Saudi Arabia as two buddies, are threatening to basically nuke Iran preemptively. But that's not even a big news issue here in America. No, actually, whatever Kanye West is up to is big news, or whatever somebody in the NFL is up to is big news. And I'm just sorry, I can't get concerned about that when the West Coast is glowing from radiation from Fukushima. It's getting worse. They're about to start World War III. They're devaluing the currency at warp speed. They're building up military power against the American people, militarizing the police. Oh, it's insane. Let's go to your phone calls. Benjamin and then Cupcake. I always like to talk to Cupcakes. And then Ramon and Julio and John and others. Go ahead, Benjamin. You're on the air from Wisconsin. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, thanks for having me. I'd like to first say that, you know, I really appreciate your reporters and your dedication.
Please don't thank me, sir. Go ahead. Get off your speakerphone, though.
Okay. As well as, you know, your products, it was crazy. I got a couple of your T-shirts, and the first day I wore the Obama T-shirt where it said tyrant, I had five people come up and shake my hand and, you know, call me a patriot.
If you want to meet like-minded people, wear a come and take it shirt, and you will find a lot of compadres.
Yeah, I mean, I've been taking the Nascent Iodine for the past month, and the only way I could describe it is, I mean, I feel a lot more energized. And but what I really want to get the word out today, I mean, I have so much I'd like to talk about, but I'd like to talk about the LFR, the liquid fluoride thorium reactor. It's way better than the light water reactors that we have, you know, in Fukushima. I mean, it's bad.
Yeah, I'm no physicist. I'm not a nuclear physicist, but there are better forms of nuclear energy. Instead, they're building more of the old designs that are so terrible. And look, I used to be a fan of nuclear power. I used to buy the propaganda. But now they just don't even maintenance the facilities properly, and they're constantly having disasters, and now they're covering them up. So I say, get rid of nuclear power. I'm done with it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's totally terrible. The only reason why we went with this uranium water-based light water solid fuel reactor is because we could...
Military applications on submarines, yep.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. The thorium reactor, what happens is they can't make bombs out of that. That's why they didn't go with it. But
I'm not going to respond to your intellectual argument. I think the word thorium sounded racist.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase.
increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, Nascent Iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.